I'm really pleased to get through today. I've been playing really well recently, and believe it or not, I've been feeling really confident. I've been training really hard and eating right, sleeping right, and that's just, my confidence is really high right now. So once I got settled in that match, I think that really showed, and I played really well.
She hits a really heavy ball, and it's super humid by the time you got onto court. So did you have to adjust your tactics, maybe play a bit more defensively this time around?
Yeah, I knew she's sort of an all or nothing player, and she was going to hit the ball as hard as she could. That's how she plays. So I knew that I'd just have to accept that she's going to hit some winners and try my best to get as many balls in play. But also when I do have the chance to step in and play aggressive tennis, and I think I did that really well today.
What's caused the turnaround in your confidence,
Heather? Like I said, I've just been, you know, I didn't play Madrid and Rome. I had a slight injury that I got in Prague before my match there, and I think that was kind of a blessing in disguise. I was able to take time away and just recharge, reset, and I had a good couple weeks training really hard and just getting into good routines, and it just made me forget about everything that happened previously.
And
Chiswick? Yeah, bit of Chiswick, bit of Roehampton. It just depends.
How much did you need that victory to show you that your confidence was well placed?
Sorry, say that again.
How much did you need that win to show that not only were you confident, but that you could translate that confidence into...
Do you know what? It wasn't this one. It was last week.
Bondarenko?
Yeah, my match against Bondarenko. That was a really big one for me. And I was just so pleased after that to have gotten through it, just because there'd been like this lose streak, which I hadn't even thought of until everybody starts writing about it. By everybody, I mean you guys. And then that starts to play on my mind when I wasn't even thinking about that before, because there's always ups and downs in tennis, and that was the main one for me. It was different today. I felt very confident.
Even though it was like 5 match points, as opposed to 7 against Katarina.
Yeah.
Did at some stage, did that start to play on your mind? Like, oh God.
No, today was tough because it was different because it was raining and you could just feel it getting harder, and you're thinking, God, I want to get this done, but at the same time, don't rush, keep your routine. And then also when you're trying to serve, the rain going in your eyes is quite tough, so it was a few things, and she stepped up her game that last game, made more balls. So
hypothetical now, but what would you have said if the umpire had called it off?
What, in the middle of the game? Nothing. I can't do anything about it. It's out of my control.
Did he ask you opinions and stuff?
No, it was really light until that last game, and then it started to get heavier, and I was thinking, maybe if I lose this game, then he might stop us. But I just try and not think about that.
So you had to sort of slow yourself down, not rush, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Johanna spoke to us yesterday about the pressures that she feels, and she also touched on the reports from the media as well. You've reacted in a really positive way to it with your win. You've said that it can affect you. What was the build-up like for you, and how aware are you of the media pressures and the external pressures in terms of what's gone before?
Well, if you have a mobile, you can't really escape it. I wish I could. But I think what's important is the pressure I put on myself. And I already put a lot of pressure on myself. So it's just managing that and trying really hard not to listen to outside, because it's usually more negative than positive anyway. Most people will write about when you... like, they'll speak up when you lose and not have much to say when you win. You know, you'll count the losing streaks, but not the winning streaks. So it's just best to ignore it.
How was the crowd today for you as well, considering, you know, you're in France, you're playing a French player, you could probably hear the French crowd are very vocal about their player, but you had the British contingent supporting you all the way.
Yeah, I always have such good support here. I felt it was 50-50 out there. She had a couple of guys behind at the back when I was serving, but apart from that, I'd say it was 50-50, and I've played a French girl here in Roland Garros before, and the same, it was the same then, so I'm really grateful for everyone that came out and supported.
Heather, I think you may play Elise Mertens in the second round.
They didn't finish.
No, they didn't finish. She's 3-love up in the third. What do you know about her? What can you tell me about her, please?
Well, I don't know who I play yet, but I know both players. she's having a good year. She's a good player, and I played her in January. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Did you watch her run at the Aussie Open?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Heather, you've had a bit of experience at Roland Garros here before. What will it take for you this year to get a bit deeper in the draw than you have in previous years?
I know it's boring and everybody says it, but I'm just taking it one match at a time. I'll try and go out and watch the end of this match tomorrow, and then go from there.
You said you played her in January. What made the difference at that time?
What made what difference?
Because you said you played her. What made the difference between you and her? What do you have to do if you play her in 2 days?
It was a good match. It was in Hobart semi-finals. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's a solid player. I'd say we have quite similar games. She's consistent, good mover, sort of a counter-puncher rather than a super aggressive player. It'd be a good matchup.
And conversely, you've got a better record against Lepchenko. What are your thoughts if you end up playing her? Does that help in the confidence?
Do you know what? Whoever I play out of those two, I find them pretty even with how I'd feel going in. And no match is easy here, so whoever I play, I'm going to have to play well again.
Who's with you, Heather, from a coaching point of view this week?
Morgan is with me this week, and my fitness coach, Connor, and then Rob, physio.
And through the last few months, how's that been going? Have you been alternating with people travelling with you?
Yeah, it's always Morgan and Beach, and then the odd week it'll be Mama Watson.
When's Mama Watson coming back?
Well, she'll invite herself to Wimbledon, of course, and probably some before that as well.